We are kicking it off with that.
Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories and then we tell your stories, and we are here to laugh with you and cringe with you and just bring some levity to your day. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
Oh my gosh, great. How was it? It was amazing. I've been watching the Olympics. I'm sorry, but I have. And I love
them. I'm the worst that I still have not watched any of them.
You are busy. You have your life is spectacular. You're doing a million things. You have like people come to your house and film. Like I have a 1.5-year-old son who is running around the house.
He's doing Olympic things. It's too hot to go outside. Out in there.
He's like looking, but
acrobatics.
I mean, yes, he's always doing acrobatics, but he's not meaning to. I'm like so inspired by. I mean, I watched trampoline yesterday.
Yeah,
like that's what you do. Like you go to practice and you just do flips on the trampoline. Sorry, yeah, I know it's much more technical than that, but wow.
No, it's so impressive. The dedication that they have that they put into it. I've only seen like clips on like Instagram and TikTok, but it is like oh my god.
And Simone Biles, incredible. 27 years old.
She's unbelievable.
Gold. Yeah. Another gold.
I saw her like pike flip that was and it's so funny. People's comments as they're like eating their Cheetos on the couch. They're like, that doesn't look that hard. It's like, do you have any idea the level of training and skill that it takes to pull that off?
To make it look easy.
And not break your legs. Oh my God. Like, it's incredible. Like, I saw that. I saw that part and I was like, that is amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It always makes me want to get off the couch. And I do, but I don't like, you know, do crunches, which I should do. How was your week?
Good, because the house, okay, I've been saying it, but it's finally done. Like, the kitchen is done.
It looks gorgeous.
You can see it online now. I am so happy that that is over.
It's stunning. The lights,
Thank you.
You just posted the, oh my gosh, you have the best eye.
The lights on.
They're beautiful.
You.
That place is beautiful. I want to go there. I want to like sit there and look around. I will.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really, really happy that it's finished. The home tour happened. I can share more about that at some point. But yeah, that was exciting. And now I am in a little bit of like, I got a massage right away after.
Good, Katie.
I'm like, let's have some breaks. We're going to go to the flea market tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
Can't wait.
And yeah.
You need some downtime. Just breathe.
Downtime for sure.
Yeah. Mental clarity. It's good for you need that for your mental health.
Let's kick it off.
Let's do it.
Do you want me to start? You want me to start?
I will start. Okay. Here goes. This is from Alex in Rochester, New York.
Hi, Alex.
Rochester, New York.
Hey, Alex in Rochester, New York. Please do.
Probably like, no, do not do that.
I don't talk like that. Okay.
She's like, that's not my life. All right. So Alex says, my husband proposed in the worst way possible. And to this day, we still laugh so hard about it.
Oh no.
I know. We were watching TV one night and he said, Hey, do you want to go get some McDonald's? Sorry, that's the
McDonald's?
Last time. McDonald's.
That's amazing.
We'd been up late with friends drinking the night before, and so nothing sounded better to me than some McDo's.
The 100% best hangover cure there ever was. Just, I needed those McDonald's fries and Coke every single time.
Yeah, the Coke did it. It's the best thing ever. Salty fries. Yeah, 100%. I was wearing blue sweatpants and a t-shirt. My nails weren't done. I looked like a drowned rat.
Come on. You got to make sure that she at least has the nails done. That is an important thing.
I know.
You need to talk to a friend, be like, take her, go get a manicure. Like, that is a thing that needs
to
happen.
You have to tell the friend, because if you suggest it, I feel like people might catch on.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
A guy is being like, yo, you want to get your nails done?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It has to be like the friend gives them a gift card or like, let's go together. Or like, it has to be.
Yes.
You got to do it in a subtle way. So
you
the nails
do.
Are done. Because you want to take those photos. And
you
if your hands are looking janky, it's never nice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. So she wrote, we drove through McDonald's, and as we were picking up the food, he said, hey, let's go bowling. I thought it was a weird thing to do right then, but I said, okay, because we went bowling all the time. I ate my cheeseburger combo meal on the way, getting a blob of ketchup on my shirt. I was glad no one was going to see me. As we got out of the car and walked into the bowling alley, I saw one of my best friends dive behind a claw machine. What was going on? We got a lane.
No, he is not. Absolutely not. This is not a surprise engagement with all your friends and you look like that.
She has ketchup.
No. Sure. That is a fail.
Oh, Alex,
that's a use. You better have said no.
As we said. What do you think happened?
That's a fail.
She says no. As we stepped up to our lane, I looked around and noticed that my parents were bowling right next to us, which is so sweet, but still.
You're like, that's odd.
She like smells a little bit like beer, maybe. To my left, I saw three of my best friends bowling on that side. I was so confused and then turned around and my husband was on one knee with a ring and a huge smile.
No. McDonald's and bowling with all your friends.
He was done proposing. I was so taken aback. Instead of saying yes right away, I said, I'm wearing blue sweatpants. To this day, I wish I'd been wearing a dress or something and maybe had a manicure and wasn't full of McDonald's, but it makes for a great embarrassing story. You know, people propose in all different ways, but you gotta, like, just bring a spare set of clothes or something. I don't know. What are you going to do?
No, you want to make sure she looks her best. So usually, you know, when people propose, it's like a whole, like, you give them an event so that they are, they're having to, like, you know, look their best.
Is that what, does that happen to you? Did you feel like you looked your best? I mean, do you feel like you were, like, you know,
I
put
did.
Together?
Yeah. Mirage proposed actually at the Chateau Marmont, but it was awesome. Like, it was just us, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And we like had just gone to dinner or were going to dinner. So it was like, it was before we went to dinner. So I was all done up because we were going to dinner. So that's, you know,
that's
you want to just make
idea.
Sure that like you have some occasion.
Yeah.
I mean, or don't. If you're a casual person, you don't care about makeup, you don't care about hair, whatever. Like that's for you.
Yeah.
But if you are.
If you do want to take some pictures
if
get it away from that blob of ketchup on your shirt.
I mean, maybe, if you're super cash, you don't care, that's cute too. That's cute.
It is. It's a great story. It's cute. And she said yes, you know?
And
it's
she said yes. You're lucky. You're lucky she said yes after that in your blue sweatpants.
I'd love to see like the angle where her parents do a double take. Like, is that my daughter? is that my daughter in there?
That would be.
There it is. It is pretty funny though.
It's cute. Okay, my first story, this comes from my friend Ari on Instagram. She's so funny. I've known her for a few years. Her handle is Ari_tries_her_best. So Ari tries her best.
I love
with the
that.
Underscores in between. I love her. She's an excellent follow. Highly recommend. She's a brilliant writer. Like, she's just like, she's so funny. Like, and she just,
her.
You should. Yeah, everybody stop what you're doing and go follow Ari Tries Her Best. Okay, here is her story. Sleepovers were always a tricky business for me, a small child with the beginnings of crippling anxiety and OCD. I had a best friend, the kind of friend who I would cajole into wearing matching outfits. I think I loved her so much, I wanted to be her.
Aww.
Like, if we looked similar enough, maybe folks could blur their eyes and we would be one.
I love that. That defines
it's
friendship
so
when you're
cute,
a kid.
When you're a little baby. This was the kind of friend you never wanted to leave. But yes, sleepovers. The first time she invited me, it was her birthday. I was about 4. I remember walking up the steps to her house, and to my horror, I was greeted by a lion. It was, in fact, a real lion.
Wait, what?
And not a child in a lion costume. My anxiety is absolutely certain of that.
What? Was her parents
so I cried,
better
and
been
I
circus? Circus barkers. I don't know.
No, it was her friend in a lion costume, but she was so scared that like she was as a little 4-year-old, she like was convinced that it was like a real lion.
Her friend dressed up like a lion.
Her friend was in a little lion pajama costume.
Cute.
So I remember I went to a birthday party when I was probably 4 or 5 too, and they had like it was some kind of like He-Man characters, but it like freaked me out too. It was like really creepy looking to me. And I was just like, I like literally cried. My mom had to come pick me up. And
oh,
I was like so embarrassed. Like so embarrassed.
It's so cute.
Right? But like that little feeling of like, yeah. So she like went to her friend's house and like literally was like, oh my God, it's a real lion.
That is like, so cute.
But that's not the story.
Okay. I love this though.
I did get better at it. But crying from the lion incident wasn't the last time fluids and materials would leave my body and her presence and her home.
Okay. Let's get into it.
It was another sleepover. I was around 8 or 9. We were in her bedroom, laughing hysterically as one does with that kind of friend. The laughter pushed me backwards, and I attempted to sit on a laundry hamper that was behind me. It seemed sturdy enough to hold my weight. But this was unfortunately not the case. It collapsed under the weight of my body, and in doing so, shocked me so much that I lost control of my bowels and myself. Sitting on the hamper.
Oh, that is so funny.
I won't describe every sensory detail about this. Just simply imagine what it's like to be overcome with laughter and then take your friendship to a biological place.
Did she poop?
Filling your pants and the nostrils of everyone. She pooped. She pooped her pants. She laughed so hard because I've laughed that hard when you fall backwards, you like fall forwards. Like you're just like in a like giggle fit when you're that age, like just having the funniest best time.
Yes.
Who knows what they were laughing about? She falls backwards.
Poops her pants.
And she's like, oh, this hamper, I'll steady myself on this. falls through the hamper and poops her pants.
Funny. It's so good.
The sound. I remember the sound as if it was yesterday. The laughter, the crack of the hamper as it gave way to me. The sound of the shit filling my pants.
Oh, God.
In my memory of the event, her mother heard the commotion, smelled the commotion, and knew exactly what had happened.
Oh.
She opened the door and said, "Need a bag?"
Oh,
and handed me
really
a plastic
sweet.
Bag for my poopy pants.
Oh, God.
This was a friendship that could withstand pant pooping. We stayed friends for a long time, and need a bag became an inside joke.
It's the best.
Need a bag?
The best friendship, because you know there's you're not going to lose that friend over anything.
Well.
You poop it. Oh. We're not done with the story.
We're not done with the story.
Oh, no. Okay.
Unfortunately, what our friendship couldn't withstand is religious and political differences.
Oh.
So we aren't close anymore, but I would still shit in her hamper in memory of what was.
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, beautiful writing.
Yeah. She's like, her writing, like, this is not even like, it doesn't, like, some of her writing, it's like, she's like a poet. Like, it's incredible the way that she writes. She's so brilliant. But, isn't that sad that that does happen? Like,
yeah,
I have like, you know, lost touch or like not been as close with friends over things
that. You poop in their hamper, but you can't find, you know, you believe
ground.
Two totally different things politically, and then it's over. It's just wild.
And it's hard
so
when
wild.
One of them isn't like for human rights, you know. Like
human
rights.
Yes, and then the divide, and that's the thing. I'm sure that's what makes Thanksgivings awkward and holidays with your families, because you love them so much.
Yeah,
you've pooped in their hamper. Their mother has given you a bag,
literally directly into the hamper.
The term of your youth, you know, and yet you don't understand how they can believe what they believe, you know,
I
and
know.
It's so sad.
It is
to me.
And it
you
happens
know?
Often.
It happens so often.
We could have had
now.
Need a bag for the car trip with the puking. Remember,
need a
go
bag?
Back and listen to that episode.
Oh, I puked 100 times in Katie's car.
Need a bag?
A million.
I got one ready. Need a bag?
Yeah, I think I ran out of bags. I had to keep buying them along the
we
side.
We bought more bags.
I went through like flu
you did
through
need
barf
a bag.
Bags.
Need a bag.
Need a bag. I
needed
love it. Oh, God, that's a great story. And I'm glad we touched on that too. It's just, you know, friendships getting ruined over stuff like that. Stinks.
It's sad. Yeah.
All right. This is from Elsa in Portland. My boyfriend and I were sitting at his dining room table and we were talking about deleting our apps. We'd been dating for 3 months, and so the time was right. He had made a beautiful lunch and he looked deeply into my eyes as I told him it was okay if we still wanted to date other people, but I just wanted to see where this was headed. He said, "We're not going to sleep with other people because that is contrary to what's going on here."
Mm.
Which I think is sexy, don't you?
Yeah.
I was really flattered and excited for her future. In that moment, I was head over heels in love with him.
Yeah, there's no better feeling when you are unsure of what the other person is feeling and they confirm they feel the same way.
Oh,
that's the best feeling ever.
And like the bravery of that. Just
yes.
Being like, no. I'm in love with you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
My young heart swelled with passion when I watched all that on TV and stuff. I'd be like, oh my God, this is what love is.
And chasing you through the airport.
What do you mean?
We're all looking for that love that'll chase you down in the airport.
Or in the rain.
Yeah,
in a
rainstorm.
Like make out with you in the middle of the street.
True.
Okay. I was really flattered and excited for our future. In that moment, I was head over heels in love with him and wanted to get him into bed right away. I excused myself to use the bathroom, still buzzing from our conversation. As I sat on the toilet, I accidentally let out the most enormously loud fart.
No.
So imagine, he says
"Let's
delete our app." And she goes and she's like, "I'll see you in a minute." And then like farts so loud and just like blasts it out.
Good.
That's amazing.
There's no worse feeling than that. Yeah, you've literally just had this romantic, sexy moment.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're
going to go have sex.
Blasted it out of your butt.
And then you...
Yeah.
Katie. It went on for what seemed like forever. There was no masking that sound. So, to be clear, we decided to delete our apps, and then I went into his bathroom and loudly farted. The door to the bathroom was just a few feet from where he was seated, and he heard it.
You know she was like bright red, like, what do I do?
Oh,
like, head in hands, what do I do?
Light.
The echo of the bowl.
It's like an amphitheater in
it
there.
It is an amphitheater
She's
for your fart.
She's a Greek.
You.
Yes, actor, storyteller. So she just said, when I came out, he was laughing, which made me laugh. We're still together five years
cute.
Later, but how embarrassing.
That's really funny and cute that and so relatable. So like, funny. Yeah, that's yeah. so funny.
Because it's unexpected. Again, with the pooping in the hamper, you sit yeah. on the toilet, boom, you don't realize what's going to happen sometimes.
That's funny.
I heard that from a friend. I don't know from experience.
Yeah, that's not your
Just
story,
kidding.
Right?
I definitely know from experience.
Okay, I've got another one. This next story comes from Christy, and she writes, I went on a girls' trip to New York City. It was our last night, and we wanted to make the most of it. We ended up on a punk rock show on a boat, drank cheap booze, and had the perfect last night enjoying the Statue of Liberty glowing at night. Beautiful. One of my friends met a dude on the boat who invited us to an after party at a bar. At the after party, my friends were flirting with guys and I was bored. I looked for a hottie to chat with. I found an attractive guy right away.
Yay.
We talked for a few minutes and then decided it would be a good idea to hook up in the bathroom. Note, this bar only had one bathroom.
Oh, no, 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 no.
We were making out, and in the corner of my eye, I could see what looked like bruschetta in the bathroom sink. Later, I found out it was the bruschetta my friend and I consumed earlier in the evening that she had already ralphed into the sink.
No, not romantic. She's making out with someone and there's just barf.
Puke, her friends puke in the sink, which is hilarious. Back to the hooking up. Things were getting steamy and the dude wanted to have sex. I may have been wasted, but I knew this was still a stranger.
Is there a door on this bathroom?
Yeah, there's a door. Oh, I knew I would only fuck that guy if I had a condom. The thing is, I did have a condom somewhere in my giant black hole of a purse. Yeah, we've all been there where you can't find anything in your bag. As I was digging around, digging through my last minute purchases, this dude was jerking off, I guess to keep himself hard.
What?
Anyway, it took me a while to find the condom. I finally had it, and right as I pulled it out, the guy came all over my pants.
Oh, no.
Maybe this crazy. Story is more embarrassing for him, but I always found it funny. Yeah, because also, like, the lead up to that, you're all excited, you're all steamy, you've made this decision, you're like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have this one-nighter with this hot guy.
Yeah, like in the moment, and then just he blows it.
He blew it big time. He blew it. Clearly nothing else was happening, so we sheepishly walked out of the bathroom past a large line of people who were now waiting for the washroom. I still exchanged numbers with this guy, and he sent me dick pics from afar for a while.
Wow.
We stayed out all night, went back to our Airbnb, and crashed a party in the apartment next door and almost missed our flight home the next morning. I slept for probably only 2 hours in my cum-stained pants and then wore them on the plane the next day. I was still drunk, so I didn't care.
Oh, God. That was a wild weekend. That's
a
wild weekend.
Like, that is reminiscent of the 20s, but, like, yeah, that is so funny.
That's embarrassing
and
for
I love
him. It's not for her, you know?
Well, I mean, she's like, the fact that she wore the pants and wore them on the plane, and she's like, in the moment, didn't care, and then later is like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, and it's so funny. Yeah.
That is really funny. And so embarrassing. That is true.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a really good one. Okay. All right. So this is from Chris in Ireland. He writes...
In Ireland, should we do our bad Irish accent?
Oh, sure. I'm going to try to do it. I sound like a weird Lafrican. And then we have to change... You have to... Change your microphone.
Change.
Now I just went into. So I can't hold an accent for very long, but I'm going to try. No.
Don't read it in an Irish accent.
No, I won't.
Don't.
She turned on the lights and she shut them off. Okay, so when I was 17, I threw a house party. My parents were separated and my mother said I could use her house for the party. Unfortunately, it got a little bit out of control and there was lots of booze and vomit.
So the parents knew about it?
His mom knew about it.
That's
his
cool.
His mom was like, yeah. Go ahead, have a party.
He's in high school?
17.
Okay, 17. You're a little bit older.
Yeah.
They were the cool house.
It sounds like, I mean, yeah. I always admired people who could throw parties at their parents' houses.
That would definitely not happen at mine.
Never. Mm-mm. So what happened at that party was there's lots of booze and vomit all over the place, and she said, no more house parties ever again.
Well, yeah. Can't falter for that.
Yeah, no. Barf, no. Unfortunately, I had a complete brain fade and I held another house party the following weekend.
Well, also you're 17, so I would be doing the same thing.
You're just like, let's do this. Let's do a do-over maybe. I don't know. And that was a complete disaster. It had about 50 gate crashers. They turned up.
Whoa, this is a party.
They blocked the road with signs that they'd stolen from the town fair. They blocked the road where his mom's house was. Secondly, there was broken furniture and wall-to-wall vomiting all over the place. wall-to-wall vomiting.
Wall-to-wall.
Terrible. So the new carpets were absolutely ruined. They'd been in there for 3 months.
Oh, no.
In addition, lots of bottles of booze had been stolen from my mother's drinks cabinet and thrown into neighbors' gardens, broken.
Oh, man. Kids are the worst, aren't they?
Somebody had sex on my bed. You could detect the man juice and other bodily fluids.
Yikes, yuck.
Someone had peed in the microwave and the oven.
In the microwave?
And I later
found... This party was epic.
Who pees in a microwave?
This is like a movie party.
Who barfs that much all over the place? That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's a lot of drinking. So he said, and I later found out, so someone peed in the microwave, they peed in the stove, and he later found out that as he'd been unconscious for a few minutes, somebody had peed on his face, which wasn't great. After the party ended, I had stayed behind to try and clean up in the best way I could.
I feel for that kid, man. That is horrible. Right? Like, that's the worst feeling ever.
I can't even believe that people would do that to someone else's house. You know how much I hate a house getting wrecked.
Well, kids, though. It's kids. Here's the thing. When you're young, like, you don't realize the value of things. You don't realize how hard you have to work for things. Yeah. You don't realize, like, what... But it's true. Like, it really is true. You don't appreciate till you start making your own money and realizing, like, oh, like, you have to actually pay for all of these things. You're young. You just want to have fun and just like do whatever you want to do. And like, I'm sure the people who peed in the microwave and the stove were probably so wasted. They like didn't even know what they were doing, you know?
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I mean, just that is such an ugly thing about drinking. It's like you lose control. And the next thing you know, you're peeing in a oven.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. But that poor kid, like I feel for that, having to clean that up.
Yes. Oh, well, no. So he got grounded. And he said he's never had a house party since then.
Aww. Well,
that got out of hand.
Yeah, the mom was definitely like, absolutely not.
She was heartbroken. He said she was heartbroken. Like, I mean, wouldn't you be too? You're like, first of all,
your whole house covered in pee and vomit. Yeah.
And the neighbor is like, let me go get some tomatoes. And there's a million broken bottles of booze out here.
Yeah, that party. But I got to say, that was a rager.
That's a rager.
That was an epic party.
And they raged. I mean, think about the person who's like, I'm done with this bottle. I'm going to throw it so it's gone. You know what I mean? Just so stupid. But yeah, for me, that story is embarrassing. But it's also like, then they did this and then they did this and then they peed in the microwave.
No, it has so many layers.
They peed on my face. And it was like, it goes on and on. And you cannot believe these humans behave that way.
If you peed in a microwave, please write us at beredpodcast@gmail.com.
No, I guess you have to turn it on afterwards. It's so weird. That's like so scientific, you know? Someone's
yeah, that microwave is done.
That microwave has got to come out of the wall.
Yeah, hopefully it's a self-cleaning oven.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yikes. Okay, I have two more stories that are from the same person, but we'll still go like back and forth.
Okay.
So this next story comes from Meg, and she writes, I hadn't pooped in a few days, so I took some laxatives to help me out, to no avail. The next day, I had to drive to Maryland to pick up stuff at my fiancé's old apartment. My dumbass got a venti iced latte and gulped it down like it was the last liquid on earth.
No!
You know what's coming.
Oh, I do.
I'm driving down the road, fiance in the moving truck in front of me and me in my car, and I felt a kick in my stomach. Then another kick. I made it to the light and I got the most intense cramping I'd ever had.
Yes.
I thought I could make it to a bathroom. Nope. I was in a neighborhood full of million-dollar homes.
Oh, no.
I pulled over and scrambled out of the car to the shoulder and dropped my shorts. Then I had the most volcanic diarrhea I've ever had.
Wow.
I was just sighing with relief as I looked up and a woman in her Escalade lowered her sunglasses and gawked. She saw my bush and my mess.
I was not expecting that.
Horrific. I got in the car and called my fiance who hadn't seen me pull off because he was driving the moving truck and told him, I just shit my pants on the side of the road. He was incredulous, thought I was making it up, and asked why I couldn't just hold it.
Oh, no. She's like on Rodeo Drive. Just like, whoa, that is embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. She did the right thing, though.
What else can you do? It's in your car, in your pants, or on the side of the shoulder. She did her best.
And she's also going to drive out of there.
But in that really expensive neighborhood to have to pull over, and that woman looking at you and she saw it all. She saw your bush and your mess. She saw it all.
So bad.
You flashed your bush and she saw
your shit. You keep saying that and it's bush. Me in like sixth grade laughing so hard at the word bush. It's so funny. It's such a funny word. Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's traumatizing.
That is
right?
Traumatizing. Meg, thank you for telling us that.
I just saw that story all over TikTok with, what is her name? She is so funny. I got to pull it up
who?
And find it.
What, was she a movie star? Like, who's
no,
she?
No, no, no. She's a big TikToker. She told her story about where she literally like shits on the side of the road like that.
And
she thought she was covered by like her two doors. She has a hearse and her two doors were like, yeah, cool. She drives a hearse.
That's
she's
cool.
Like very dark and spooky and cool. I don't know why I can't. Selena Spooky Boo.
Selena Spooky Boo.
Her name is Selena Spooky Boo. You've seen her for sure. She does the sleepwalking videos. She's hilarious. Like she's a massive TikTok star.
I cannot wait to watch.
But she owns a hearse and she opened the car doors of her hearse and she tells her story, but she basically like same thing, volcanic diarrhea shit. And she's like, oh, I'm covered. Like she was on the side of a freeway, I think, but a good Samaritan like pulled over to make sure if she was okay and comes over to ask her. And she looks up while she's literally shitting everywhere. And she was wearing like a jumper too. So she was like naked, like pooping. And she looks up and he's like the hottest guy she's ever seen. And is like, are you okay? And she's like devastated. Like, oh my God. Like, nightmarish.
That is too much.
Nightmare fuel.
That is a hilarious.
So this one's
attack.
A little tamer than that one, but still like that feeling of like the violation of like already having to like shit on the side of the road, also, like an animal, and then being seen is like so traumatic.
I just cannot even get that image of like a naked butt out of a hearse, like pooping.
Yes,
and
pulling.
You
have to pull the. It's like a jumper that you have to like pull down. So she was like naked. She was like naked pooping with the hottest guy ever asking if you're okay. Like,
that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is a double whammy story.
Yeah.
That's a double whammy story.
It's so
see,
good.
Some of these stories are like staircases. One leads
they
to the
are.
Other and the other and the other. I love
they
it.
They are.
Oh, that's so good. Meg, thank you so much.
Yes. So
oh,
good.
Okay. This one's from Jackson in Evanston, Illinois. And he wrote, I got a job this summer working the barbecue pit for my uncle's business. I want to like read this in a Chicago
barbecue
accent.
Pit. Now I want barbecue. That sounds so good.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. After that, after you, some, you we just
after
talked
the
about
story
someone
I just told.
Poops.
Yeah. Barbecue. I'm like, always
ooh,
down for barbecue.
Smoky wings.
Yeah.
What I mean is he sent me to a different farmer's markets to man the grill, sell his sauces and promote his barbecue spot in Chicago. He gave me this job because I needed the cash, but I'd never really grilled anything before. It
what?
Seemed
he
easy
gave him
enough.
The job and he'd never done it.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's like, I mean, I feel like that happens all the time in Chicago.
Really?
Sorry, I can't speak for everyone.
Chicago.
I'm from Chicago, but they're like, go just
can do it.
Just go chop up a bunch of, I don't know, go use my tractor and just, you know, plow that field over there. Like,
that's
you can
wild.
Do it. You can figure it out. Yeah, they're full
I don't have that kind of trust
city
in
of broad
people.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
It seemed easy enough, and the only part I was worried about was lighting the charcoals. Everything else, waiting for the coals to get hot, cooking the meat until it was done, all made sense to me. The very first spot I worked was at this block party, and I brought everything with me. After I set it all up, it was time to light that grill. I'd stacked the coal briquettes up in a pyramid like my uncle showed me. Then I poured lighter fluid all over them. I poured half the bottle of lighter fluid all over
them.
Oh,
my God.
Then I threw a match in. Somehow, I was too close to the grill when I did this because all I remember was just red all around me for a second.
That's terrifying.
Don't worry, he wrote. I was fine. But I had been engulfed in flames for a second.
Oh, my God.
And as I came to my senses, I touched my face and realized that I'd burned off my eyebrows.
Oh, no.
And my eyelashes.
That's traumatic.
My skin was fine. My hair was, for the most part, was fine. But if you can imagine seeing a kid throw a match into his barbecue and then just go up in smoke and then move out of the smoke with no eyebrows.
And still have to grill? Did he still have to, like, feed all
course.
These people?
He had to grill.
With no eyebrows
summer.
And no, he looked so crazy with no eyebrows. No eyelashes.
That also, it smells probably like burning hair. So you're going to be
how
like,
how do you like your burger?
Cancel that brisket.
Yeah, I don't want
it. Yeah, I think that's so, it is embarrassing and it's kind of funny. It's sad, but yeah, that's how you learn how to grill.
That's
kids,
how you learn.
You got to Google. Thank you, YouTube. I don't know if there was YouTube. Well, it's this summer. So yeah, you should have just YouTubed it. Sorry,
poor
Jackson.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, I know.
Poor little guy.
No eyebrows. Do you remember when it was cool to shave your eyebrows, like crisscross?
Vanilla Ice style?
Oh, was like it Vanilla Ice? I thought crisscross did it, too.
The little, like, the little double. Yeah,
yeah
the
you do, like,
thing.
A little.
I just remember Vanilla Ice having it.
Yeah.
And then I think it's back, though. People are doing it again.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen, right. Are you going to do it? Are you going to try it this
yeah.
time?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do it today when I get home.
I'm going to shave both of them off and draw them on.
Shave both of them. I'm going to shave one off.
Do it my grandma style. I'm just going to shave them all off and then just draw little lines, draw little commas.
That's what she did? She shaved her eyebrows off?
That's what they did back then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like the thing.
That's right. The and I'm thing. Thinking like 1940s.
Pencil in your eyebrows.
Movies.
Yeah. We've evolved. Okay.
Meg, hit us again.
Meg, here's her next story. This is a quickie, but another good one. Okay. I was an elementary school teacher and had a staff meeting after school, and we all sat in those little yellow plastic classroom chairs. Gotta love those.
Gotta love them.
While I was sitting there, I somehow bled through my skirt onto my chair, and I felt it, and I had to go to the bathroom. I got to the bathroom and saw how bad it was on my skirt and realized I may have leaked. Leaked is an understatement. When I returned to the meeting, there was a puddle of blood on the little yellow chair and everyone was gawking at it. I'm like, why couldn't it have been a red chair? Oh, like, of course, it had to be like a bright yellow chair that like just amplifies your little bloody puddle.
It's just orange, red, and yellow.
It's orange.
You made a piece of art.
You mix ketchup and mustard and you got Guggenheim a little orange spot.
A day.
I entered the room and everyone was staring at me. I immediately turned around and left.
Luckily, I would have done the same thing. Would you have
what
done
do you, I mean, what are you going to do? Sit back in your blood spot? You can't do that either.
If I had a microphone, I would have dropped it and then gotten out of there.
It's so embarrassing. I was like, you poor sweet little thing. That's just the worst. Luckily, it was after school, so I got to scramble home and cry. I never spoke of it again, and thankfully no one else did either.
I was like, thank you, classroom, for being classy. You classy classroom. And also,
I mean, they shouldn't have been gawking at it, though. They should have just been like, it was a casual look and you got to look away.
It's like a celebrity. You gotta never look over there.
A little glance like, oh shit, that happened, and look away.
Oh, that's Kimmy Schmidt. Okay.
I don't want you to be embarrassed.
I'm just gonna look around.
But that's so humiliating. Like that's such an embarrassing thing. And it's a natural thing. It happens to all of us.
Let me tell you, and you don't even need to hear it, but like women go through this all the time. Yeah. We have our period once a month and we don't have control when it's coming.
No, and there's millions of people who will relate to that and who have been there and it's happened to them. Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But
sweetie,
thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Those
Meg,
stories,
these
so
stories
good.
Are great.
Yeah.
All the stories. Thank you so much for writing in. Please keep them coming.
So that's our show. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay.
We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a friend, write, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you have a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, go to our Patreon page. It's linked in the show notes.
And if you can't beat them,
join them.
See you next week.